From Los Angeles, this is Day to Day. I'm Alex Chadwick. On the second anniversary of the terrorist attacks of September 11, 2001, there are further memorial ceremonies of the event across the country today. All things considered, we'll have more details later this afternoon. Anniversaries are usually a time to look back, but now Day to Day's Mike Pesca looks ahead to some of the political implications of September 11th next year.
On September 2, 2004, George W. Bush will be officially named Republican nominee for president. He will accept the nomination on a stage inside Madison Square Garden, less than 4 miles from Ground Zero. Like most things political, it's a calculated juxtaposition, but the party will still have to tread very carefully on what is hallowed ground, according to Republican political consultant Greg Stevens.
I'd be very careful. I don't think you'll see ads around that time that will invoke 9/11 more than the overall issue of security and what we're doing as a country.
But Ron Fauché, former editor of Campaigns and Elections magazine, says the Republicans won't need ads.
I don't think the Republicans should or necessarily have to, even for political purposes, wrap themselves in September 11th imagery at the convention, because I think the news media is going to do it anyway.
Democratic political consultant Andrew Kennedy thinks that the Republicans will have to keep themselves in check so they don't take too much credit for security success.
Whatever people have claimed that they've done could all go to hell in a handbasket if, in fact, there's another major attack. You know, if let's say nothing happens between now and 9/11 and 2004, and then the Republicans get up on their soapbox and start talking about how much they've done, and then a week later, there's another major attack. There will be, I think, a backlash associated with what promises or that they even made the week prior.
The Republicans are well aware of the risks. Greg Stevens, who created ads for the Bob Dole and John McCain presidential campaign, always tells his candidates, ride the wave.
The climate that you operate in, what's going on, is much more important than anything the candidates try to do or try to make happen. They have to learn to operate in the climate in which they're in. If they do that well, they'll generally be successful.
That climate changed on George W. Bush after he piloted a plane onto the deck of the USS Abraham Lincoln. At the time, Democrats were outraged, calling the landing a brazen tactic sure to turn up in a future ad. But now, with the ongoing war in Iraq hurting Bush's popularity, it seems more likely that the pictures of the president in a flight suit would show up in a Democratic ad critical of Bush. Greg Stevens calls the implications of the landing an excellent example of the political mood now being totally different from what America was feeling then.
We, as a country, I think, felt good that we had gone into Iraq and succeeded at what we thought we needed to do rather quickly. And there's no question that this turn of events, that's not good. That's not good for our country. It's not good for our president. It's not good for Republican candidates or Democratic candidates.
Republican candidates were swept into office in 2002 when September 11th was the overriding concern of the electorate. In 2004, Homeland Security may no longer be the most important issue to voters, or they might change their minds about it being a Republican-dominated issue. So next year, September 11th could become a rallying cry, bludgeon, or a 24-hour respite from political strife. For Day to Day, I'm Mike Pesca.